Welcome to Encounter the Heart of God podcast. I'm your host, Susan B. Mead. I'm so glad that you're here today to listen and lean in a little closer. I pray you feel the sweet kindness of the Lord as you listen now. Hello, I'm Susan here to tell a story today about encountering the heart of God. And we're going to talk this week about mistaken identity. Last week, we talked about mistaken identity, but this week we're going to focus on the word taken. And I'm going to use the story of Jacob and Esau. They were born twins and there was trouble. And one day Esau was out hunting and he came in and Jacob had made a stew, a red stew. And Esau demanded, "Give me some of that stew." And Jacob responded with, "Sell me your birthright." And Esau said, "What good is it when I'm starving?" and sold Jacob his birthright as a firstborn child, totally disregarding what God had given him. Later on in Genesis 27, that was from Genesis 25. In Genesis 27, as their father is getting old, we hear the story of Rebekah taking animal fur and putting it on Jacob's hands and his neck so that he feels and smells like his brother Esau. Esau was an outdoorsman, and he had a ruddy complexion and a hairy man is what we know. And Jacob preferred to be inside. And Rebekah said, "Follow my direction." And she took Esau's identity and put it on Jacob. And Jacob went in to his father as he was dying and said, "Give me your blessing." And he said, "You sound like Jacob, but you smell like Esau. Let me touch you." And he confirmed that his hands and his neck felt like Esau. So he blessed him with the blessing of a firstborn son. Shortly after that, Esau came in with game and cooked it up for his father and took it in. And his father exclaimed, "I've already given it away. Who are you? I've already given the blessing away." And in this day and time, there are so many things that come against us in the world that take things from us. There's this evil. And in John 10:10, it says, "For the evil, the robber, the thief, comes to steal, kill, destroy. But I," Jesus is talking, "give abundant life." So if you have things that have been taken and stolen, and it feels like death is on you, that's not from God. It is from the enemy, but it can be worked for good. Because when we turn to Jesus, he's the life giver. He's the one who gives abundant life. But if you feel like the enemy has stolen your identity, let me tell you some words that God says about you. He says you are chosen. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 14. You are chosen by God. You are chosen. He says you are enough in 2 Corinthians 12:9. You are enough. You are enough. Do you hear that? He's the lifter of your head and the lover of your soul. He wants you to know how much he loves you. And if we literally look into his word for him to tell us who we are, for him, for God Almighty, for the Holy Spirit, for Jesus Christ, his son, to tell us we're created in their image, male and female alike. We are created in the image of God, not the devil, not the enemy, not the worldly mess, but in the image of God. And we forget that we bear the very image of God, that we are chosen and that we're enough. You know, I love the scripture in Romans 8:37, it says, we're victorious. Did you know that you're victorious? You're victorious in Christ, not in your own study, not in something that's been taken from you. And I just tell that liar that has stolen who you are in Christ, he's a liar. I command him to be bound and rendered powerless in you. His words have no effect in your mind, in your body, in your soul, in your spirit. I command the liar, to be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. Renew your mind daily. Look into the Word of God to read. You are victorious. You are enough. You are beautiful. You're chosen. You're a child of the Most High God. And know this, most of all, you are loved exquisitely, eternally. And there's mistake not in that. There is no mistaken identity in this. You are a child of the Most High God. I bless you, and I pray you come closer and closer still to the one who created you and loves you.
I'd love to hear what you thought of today's episode. Would you connect with me on Facebook at Author Susan B. Meade? Thank you.